Bear Podcast 327. Dark in there.
It's always dark in my apartment.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And no, we are not in P-Town this week.
We're not in P-Town. Apparently everyone is. Everybody in the world are in P-Town except for us, me and Ray. Yeah. Well, it's Bear Week right now at P-Town. I don't know much of the details there, so we're gonna call later Jeff to get some update from him.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can have Ryan on and a couple of the others. Maybe we can get Renee on when they get back and have them talk about what was going on.
Yeah. And probably next week would be good next week we're planning to do some chaser shows because Ryan from Toronto, is he going to be available? I hope he is.
All right, we'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah. So Ryan and Jeff, they're in P-Town right now, so maybe they can do some Bear Week report and tell us some of their sex stories in P-Town. So not sex stories, just their stories. Okay. So Ray, how about some weekend update? So. It's been a not-so-busy weekend for you, is it?
It's been a very busy weekend for me.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Wicked on Friday.
Oh, you watched Wicked. Oh, God.
So that was very good. Had a good time with that.
Who you go with?
Well, I was supposed to be going with Nurse Ratched, but she had a family emergency, so I found a stand-in at the last minute. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You got to see... Wicked, and is this your first time you saw Wicked?
This is second time, I think. Maybe, yeah, second time I think I saw it. Yeah. I have seen it.
You know, probably is it still on this week? Maybe I'll watch it this Thursday. Maybe I can.
I don't know. It's been sold out. Then Friday night was completely sold out.
Oh,
so
definitely.
I think it's been selling out.
You can buy tickets if you're going to watch alone. Kind of lonely, yeah, watching a musical alone. It's sold out if you want to buy tickets that are, you know, side by side. But if you're just going to buy one ticket, yeah, you could get by. I've done that a lot of times. And, it's watching Wicked. I like Wicked, but not as much as Rent. I'm more of a Rent fan, so.
See, I don't like Rent Live.
You don't like Rent? Why?
I don't like Rent Live because I can't understand anything anybody singing or saying.
But you can understand Wicked.
Wicked I can understand fine, but Rent I can't. The music's always too loud for me to hear the words. And it just gets all jumbled up. So.
Okay.
So I like the music, the movie version much better because I understand everything that everybody says.
Plus you can rewind. If I can't understand, I rewind. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
What's been happening?
Wicked on Friday. We had that little pool party on Saturday.
Which I missed. I missed after the solo practice when I got home. We had to do some stuff at home. And so I wasn't able to bring egg rolls. Sorry. That's my specialty. I always make turkey egg rolls. And I was supposed to bring it some at the pool party. It's a big bear pool party. So how was it?
It was pretty good. We had about 40-something people there. I think
40 people, that's a lot.
Yeah, so but it was good. Had a good turnout.
Was it a nude pool party?
Some people got nude later on in the afternoon. Yes, you know.
Damn, did you get nude?
No. I was nude earlier in the morning because I went over there to help Patrick. We were over there having Patrick and stuff set up and getting everything cleaned up and straightened up, and I had to get there and back in the pool out. So he didn't tell me this until I got out there. He said, "Oh, we need the pool vacuumed out." So I was like, "Well, great." So I just stripped down and jumped in there and started vacuuming.
You just vacuumed. Okay, so how was the food? Just finger foods, hot dogs and stuff like that?
We just had hot dogs and people brought other stuff. So we had a bunch of food there. So
yeah. We just stayed home. Mike and I just stayed home. Maybe we had to do something. But in the evening, they had to watch the game. They watched... What did they watch? They watched... I forgot the game on Sunday. Oh, they went to a local soccer game, the Dynamos. The Houston Dynamos.
Yeah, a bunch of people went to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Chris, was that, was Chris S, was it that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't go because it's too hot and I don't want to do. Okay, watching on TV is great, but watching it live, I don't know. It's, you know, just sitting there, because if it's too far when they go to the other goal, if you're sitting on one side and they go to the other goal, it's too far, you don't see anything. You see a lot if you're on TV. But I just couldn't enjoy live watching at the field, you know, watching a real game of the Dynamos. But yeah, we did it a couple of years ago, and no, didn't enjoy it too much. So instead, we went we played poker, and I lost my shirt. No, I just lost a few chips. So it was fun. I got to learn a few poker games. Maybe one time, Ray, we should do some poker night.
You'll have to teach me how to play poker.
Yeah. You never played poker? No?
It's been a very long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. Well, it's the same night the guys played canasta.
Yeah, they had canasta that night.
Yeah, so. I missed that one. And it's the second time they asked me, and I just couldn't. I couldn't that evening. It's, you know, too short notice. But yeah, it was a fun evening. Fun evening. And then yesterday was the game with I watched the game. Did you watch the football game yesterday? No, you didn't. You're not into football. Well, it's, you know, the World Cup for, you know, was it Spain versus Netherlands? I was rooting for
Spain won, didn't they? I think I remember that much.
Yeah, Spain won. I was rooting for Netherlands because in a couple of weeks from now we will be in Amsterdam, and you know, if they win, it's gonna be a crazy. crazy town there, and it's going to be very crazy parades there, I bet, during Pride Parade in
I'm sure
in Amsterdam, but we didn't get to go, so we'll see how crazy it will be after the World Cup. Maybe there's so many people who are really angry.
So
right
when
now.
Is Amsterdam Pride? When is Amsterdam Pride?
It's I think it's August.
Oh, it's in August. Okay,
August 4, 5 or something like that. I'm not sure. But it's going to be probably the weekend, August 5th, 6th, something like that. We'll be back on the 9th, so I'm looking forward to that. It's nice, because a week before that, it's going to be the Gay Olympics in Cologne, so we're going to that. Which reminds me, that's around August, and August 1st is actually the 5th anniversary of Bear Podcast.
No, get
no
out.
Way. Yeah.
5 years old.
It's 5 years old.
I'm 4.5 years old.
Mm-hmm. You've been running this for, wow. Yeah, you have been here for 4 years. Yeah, it's been fun. So many things happened, so many events, so many people interviewed. Maybe more hundreds of already people already interviewed 100 people. More than 100 people, I think. And it's been fun. And I hope people would send us voicemails for that. What do you think?
Start sending us voicemails then.
Yeah, 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, if you get the chance, yeah.
But we got to... When do you go to Europe?
Europe, July 26th.
Ah, mm-hmm. We might have to postpone the anniversary to the end of the month.
No, not really. We can make do. I mean, I think we can do some recording... next week.
We need to do something live. We need to do something live.
Do something live for the 5th anniversary? I guess when I get back, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can push it off to the end of the month. Mm-hmm. We can be time flexible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in a quantum universe that always started, it's some other universe that started later in the month. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we can probably do that, but I need some fillers while I'm away. Yeah. That's why we need to do some a couple of chaser shows just to do that. So we'll see. We can
or just play some of the best of shows of the last 5 years. You can play those while you're gone.
Yeah, we can do that. Oh, you know what we do? We do the top five.
Top five
audios and top five videos that we post. We didn't have too much videos, but audio we have a lot, and there's one big one, really, the the biggest one I've ever had for the longest time. We'll talk about it on the anniversary show. Okay, so let's move on. We have last weekend also, after the games and everything, I went to your place and we watched True Blood. Actually,
True Blood.
I took a picture of you with.
Yes, I saw that today, and I was like, "There's my big old goofy ass sitting up there watching TV."
You were watching Eric in his Corvette. Was it a Corvette?
Well, I don't think we ever figured out exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. I think it's a European car, and everybody keeps saying it's a Corvette, but I didn't see the Corvette symbol on it.
Oh, okay. It was funny. You see that part when he was talking to Lafayette? Let's go, RuPaul.
Yeah,
I found that. That was so funny. I found it funny. He does remind me of RuPaul. So yeah, True Blood. What's his name? Bill Compton. Are we gonna spoil it for our listeners? Maybe people who do care about True Blood. Should we do a spoiler alert thing? Spoiler alert, guys. It's what's his name? Bill Compton already broke up with. With Suki.
Well, did he break up with Suki?
Or is he faking it?
Yeah.
Do you think he's faking it?
Or is he forced to break up with Suki?
Oh, that's right. Even how a vampire talks is being controlled by the maker.
Well, yeah. I mean, she probably ordered him to break up with Suki. That's why he kept saying some of the things he did, because he didn't say that I want to break up with you. He said I have to break up with you. I think that's the way it worked.
I see. This is the right thing, stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it sucks. Is that how it is in the books too?
I don't know. There's 10 books out. All this stuff is like book 3, mm-hmm. 2, 3.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah. But anyway, so let's. Yeah, that's True Blood for you. Any movies that you've seen this week? No.
Nope.
No, nothing much. No, I didn't get to watch any. I wanted to watch Toy Story. There's a lot of stuff that I want to watch this week, but we'll see. But anyway,
I think some comes out this week after this, probably after this release. What comes out?
I don't know.
That I want to go see. It's The Wizard's Apprentice.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
I think that comes out this week.
Ah, okay. I could probably watch that. Do you like Nick Cage? Do you like Nicolas Cage?
He's alright, but it looks like it's going to be a fun movie, so.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. So. Okay, we'll do that. All right, let's get some update at Bear Week. We're actually going to call Jeff. Jeff from New York. And right now, as we speak, he's in P-Town. Attending Bear Week.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a chaser.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Jeff?
Yes?
Jeff! It's Norden Ray.
Oh, hey. How are you doing? Oh,
my God.
Did we catch you at an inopportune moment? Or are you, like, smothered in bears or something?
Is there a dick in your mouth right now? Sorry.
Or is your dick in somebody's tail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is oral pleasure going on right now.
Oh, really?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 7 guys involved.
Oh.
Are you on your way to dinner? That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, So we just want to get some update from you. About P-Town right now.
P-Town right now is going great. The weather is absolutely beautiful. Me and Michael today, we went out to the beach, Harrington Cove, I think it was. And that was where all the nude bear beach event was going on.
Really? Oh, my God. Nudity in the beach. Okay.
Yeah, it actually, there were, all the police were actually end up going through, and they were giving everybody tickets for nudity.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. So all the bears had to start putting on their clothes and stuff. So.
Oh,
damn, Popo.
Nice. Did you and Michael get naked in the beach for a moment or something?
No, we actually did. By the time we got there, that was when the cops were there. So we decided not to unclose because we didn't want to be ticketed. So.
Oh.
But hopefully earlier today there was lots of PCD because there was lots of tickets being handed out and stuff.
Oh, okay. So yeah. What besides the beach, what else have you gone to? Was it Stars Pizza? What is it? There's a pizza place there.
Well, there's multiple pizza places. Oh, yeah, Spiritus Pizza.
Spiritus Pizza, well, that's it.
That's a special nightly thing. I mean, every night after the bars, it's just, the bars close here really early. So they close at like 1. So after all the bars close, all the bears, and because it's Bear Week, and all the chasers and nerds, we're all like children of the damned, and we all like march all the way to the center, but not the center, but to Spiritus Pizza. And mm-hmm. we're all there talking, trading crib notes, and doing last-minute hookups, maybe.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then right after that, usually when the crowd spreads there, then everybody goes to the dip dock, which is, let's just say it's really seedy. It's like underneath a dock and lots of darkness and hands and things going on.
Okay. Did you get to hang out with Ryan from Toronto?
Yes, I actually hung out with Ryan for a bit at the Tea Dance, and pretty much every day of the week there's at between 4 and 7 at the Pulse Club, there's a Tea Dance. And,
I see.
I met him at the first one of the week, and we hung out for a bit there, got some pictures. I also met another chaser friend, actually, Richard from Montreal. He actually came to Air Week with Richard.
So what is the ratio of... chasers versus bears there right now?
I would say maybe it's 10% maybe chasers,
oh,
maybe
wow.
40-50% ish bear, well 30% cubs maybe, and then maybe, oh man, my math, I'm doing math right now, okay, another 30% for I would say maybe, well, there's 20% cubs, 30% for the bears, and then a lot of muscle bears. Whatever's left, percentage-wise, is all muscle bears. There's a lot of muscle
really?
Bears.
Really? It's more muscle bears at P-Town right now. Wow.
Well, that's this year's special, because what ended up happening was this lazy bear usually goes on at the same time of the year.
Yep.
And lazy bear decided not to run this year.
So that's why everybody's there. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
So all the muscle bears came over here.
Mm-hmm. Ray, want to go? Let's go, Ray. We have to go, Ray.
Shit, I wish.
I wish.
I wish I could, just so I could finally meet Ryan in person.
Yeah. It'd be nice to hang out with Ryan there if in the future. Yeah.
We got a couple people from Houston there. I know Renee is out there. So.
Yeah, a couple of our friends are there right now sending pictures. They're all over Facebook.
Yeah, if you see a hot, not quite bearish Hispanic guy with the name of Renee, what a very big uncut dick. He's out there from Houston.
And he does foreskin shots, right? Is that what it is? What he does? Yeah. So if you're going to be there for the whole week, since when are you there? I mean, were you there since Friday night or something?
We arrived on Saturday night at 11. And then we're going to be here till maybe Saturday afternoon, I think.
Wow.
So yeah, the house here that we're staying at, that's what the rental for the house is.
Did you all drive? You drove, didn't you?
Me and Michael drove, yeah.
Nice.
Right. Along the way, so the drive wasn't as bad. So.
Wow. So how many do you think, how many bears are there right now? More than TBRU, more than IBR, more than a bear run? Far more than a bear run?
I would say it's probably the biggest run I've ever been to. I don't know, because I've been hearing mixed numbers. I mean, I've heard... 40,000, I've heard 69,000, I've heard, you know, possibly even 80,000 maybe, so.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, I think it's like 30 or 40% it's registered, but that sounds really high, I don't know. And then there's like a whole bunch that's not registered.
Oh.
So that's just buying bears.
Wait a second, there's registration? I thought it's just, it's really a bear week, there's registration. Oh, okay. I thought it's just people just going to P-Town, and that's it. And I didn't know it's a real bear run. Okay.
No, it literally is a run, and there's actual events and stuff. And you can like go get food at most of these bars if you have the pass, you know, and you get entries to a couple events too. I mean, that are strictly registrants only.
Mm. Okay. So what are you doing now? It's almost it's 9 there. Are you guys going to a dance party or something? That it's on a Monday night. What are you guys gonna do?
I don't know what the event is tonight. There's a, I don't know if there's a theme for tonight, but basically we're all eating now. Me and my housemates are all eating. Michael cooked dinner, and another guy here, Karim, also cooked dinner. Mm-hmm. And we're just eating now, and after we're eating, we're probably just gonna all wash up and hit the club.
Nice.
And do some dancing.
Take pictures. Send me pictures tonight. What do you say?
I could send you some pictures.
Yeah, take pictures.
Videos. I'm planning on doing a video, and if I get it done, you know, on the trip back, I'm gonna end up maybe posting on YouTube or maybe Vimeo or Facebook or something.
Sure. Okay. I'm looking forward to see that. Wow, Ray. Ray, we should go next year.
Yeah.
Oh, you should. You should come, and then we could actually share a house, even maybe.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's the best way. That's the cheapest way. So.
I see. Well, we won't keep you too much. I know you're having fun. We just wanted to get a Bear Week P-Town update from you. So,
okay.
And I hope you guys have fun and take pictures. And next week we'll talk to you again.
Grab some pictures of some cute chasers for me too.
Well, there's actually a really cute chaser here. I'll make sure I'll get pictures of him for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, give him my contact info.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is he from Toronto?
No. He's actually a southern guy.
Oh, really?
In Alabama.
Oh. Yeah.
No way.
No.
He's partnered, though. He's partnered.
Oh, I need single ones.
Oh. What if he wants to play?
Mm-hmm. There is a single Asian here.
Oh, really? Okay. Give him Ray's number. Give him Ray's email. Okay. All right, Jeff. Don't want to keep you too much. Just enjoy, and I hope you have fun there. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks again for calling. It's always nice, talking to you guys and being on the podcast and everything.
Yes.
Thanks for that.
All right. I'll talk to you next week. Okay. When you get
See
back.
Later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jeff, for being in the show just for a moment. And well, don't you want to go to P-Town soon, Ray?
There's a lot of places I want to go. I just wish I can't afford it.
Yeah. You need to save
up. You know, podcasting ain't made either one of us rich, so.
Yeah. This is not giving us any money at all, but we're just doing this for the fun of it. And, you know, we like our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good to support the bear community and any gay community, actually, and anyone in the gay community, I mean. So we're not really strictly for bears now, you know, it's really just open for everyone. Yeah, straighter. Like a couple of weeks ago, we had a straight bear on the show, right?
Yeah, a straight bear.
Yeah, he's a straight bear. He's actually, episode 324. Go check it out, 324. All right, let's move on. Again, thanks Jeff for the report. Go to... hisbigmusclebear.com/MrPandaBear. Put the links on the website so you guys can look at it. Okay, so let's move on. We have a few articles here. Let's go with my article first, and then we'll go to Ray's because it's an audio one.
Okay,
for Android users, are you sick of circling the city streets in your car looking for a spot or any spot that you can squeeze into? Google may have the answer, or at least the very beginnings of one. Though it's going to heavily rely on the good deeds of your peers to be a success. It's called OpenSpot. It's Google's latest addition in the Google Labs. It's an Android app, so I don't know if they're going to do something for iPhones, but many people, like our last interview, the guy had a Droid, right? So many of you guys are probably listening to this show using an Android phone. Okay, so what do you do is actually if you're leaving a parking spot before you leave, you launch this application, this OpenSpot application, and then you mark the spot. So the color of each spot that will be seen on the app is tied to how long it was marked by another user, by you. Okay, so a spot that's 10 to 20 minutes old will look yellow, while a spot marked within the last 5 minutes will be red, will be bright red. After 20 minutes, spots are removed from the map because by that time, the parking space may have disappeared. So what do you think of this, Ray? I think it's a good idea, you know, just being a good Samaritan. You go around.
As long as I'm not in the wet spot, I'm good.
Ah, okay. That's good. Yeah, I'd like to have this app. Maybe they should have a web interface for this or something for the iPhone. Because, you know, it'd be nice if you're in town and you're in the middle of Houston and you have a parking spot and you want to give it to the next iPhone user.
I think it's good, but you got to get like almost everybody using it because the parking spaces in downtown Houston, for instance, they go, as soon as you're backing out, there's somebody usually there waiting for you to take that spot.
Yeah, but if no one's there, then you might as well.
No one's there.
Might as well. But
it's a good thing, but I think it maybe in cities that are smaller that it's not as congested as Houston is, it might be go over well. I kind of see it hard to work in here in Houston. But you never know. It might catch on.
Yeah, it might catch on.
It might be the next big thing like Facebook.
Yeah, maybe. What's bad about it is what if you mark a spot and then you wait for the guy who looks at it? Oh, that's bad, right? You're going to, people
stalk him,
see who's watching. And that's what's bad about it, I guess. But no, don't throw the baby with the bathwater. So just, it's something good. You know, if you have a parking spot, you want to give it away. So just mark it with the open spot. Go to openspot.googlelabs.com. Put the links on the website for you guys to check out. All right. So how about some audio for you, Ray? It's something that, well, actually it's not audio, but it's something that you suggested. So describe this site that we are going to talk about, right?
I saw this site flip through on my MSN this morning, and for all you people that are too sorry ass to break up with somebody in face or in person, there's a new site that can do that for you. It's called idumpforyou.com. That's idumpforyou.com. Yeah. And they will break up with your boyfriend, girlfriend. I guess they'll do boy. I was trying to see if I could find anything on boy, but nope. I hadn't found anything yet. So there's stuff here like there where they give the calls where they're dumping somebody dumps somebody else for them. So if you're too chicken shit to break up with somebody, and I have friends that are like this, so I'm going to recommend this site to them. Because they don't call it off. They just kind of ignore the people and hope they'll go away. So now I can say, you know, for a small fee, you can pay idumpforyou.com. You can pay them and they'll go do the dumping for you. And you don't have to talk to the person or do anything like that because, you know.
Would this be worse than text message breakup? Or...
Well, at least text messaging, you know the person on the other end of the phone is doing this to you.
But
I dump for you. You're some stranger. It sounds like it calls you and says, oh, by the way, Lisa's dumping you. Goodbye.
Yeah. You don't know if it's going to be real. Okay, let's...
So play the audio you have.
Here's the audio that we got. Okay.
I am calling for your girlfriend, Lisa. Lisa has hired me.
Oh, is this about my birthday?
It's the guy's birthday.
Is today your birthday?
Yeah, it is.
Really? Well, I'm Bradley from idumpforyou.com, and Lisa has hired me to, happy birthday! Lisa has hired me to break up with you.
What? Breaking up with me? What is this all about?
I'm Bradley from idumpforyou.com, and Lisa has hired me.
No, she's not breaking up with me. No.
That's why I'm calling you, because she said she's breaking up with you. She says that she doesn't want to date you anymore.
No.
That you've been... Well, hold on. Listen. She knows that you've been sending emails to her sister.
I've been sending emails to her sister? What?
She says you've been sending emails to her sister. She's disgusted that you are trying to hit on her sister. And she knows that you're always hitting on other people.
What?
And she probably... She thinks you've been...
I think she's making all this shit up. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It sounds like a prank, right?
It sounds like a prank, but no, we hire these people and they dump.
Okay, let's,
I don't do any of that.
You know what, Isaac? I don't know what to tell you. All I'm supposed to tell you is Lisa gave contacted my website, idumpforyou.com. She paid me $10. And
no, this has to be a joke for my birthday. This is bullshit. No way.
You know what? I'm.
Yeah. Okay. $10 to break up on a birthday. Nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be real. He could be doing it. Because right now, we're recording like this. It's pretty easy to record on something. They could be faking it, right? But I don't know if it's for real. Maybe it is. What is the website says it's real, right?
It says it's for real.
I guess so. Just got dumped. Get the... Oh, I dumped for you.
Let's see what the prices are. Let's see.
Oh, there's a...
Yeah.
Is that a shopping cart?
There's $10 for basic breakup. So you met... Basic some person breakup. Online art club, you had a few good times, now you want to get rid of them. Or you met someone else, you just want to let your old flame go. That's what the $10 plan does. $20, $25 for an engagement breakup. So you have Kofi, you skip the country and fake a kidnapping. But look what happened to the runaway bride. It seems like $25 is much better than $1,000 in civil cost.
Oh my God, that is expensive.
$50 for a divorce call. Sometimes you need someone else. If you start a divorce, we can't hand your spouse the papers or legally finalize the divorce. However, we can help you get the awkward moment started.
Oh my God. This is, it looks like it is real, I guess. Wow. I guess you PayPal him, huh?
Let's see. Let's look at the legal. Let's see.
Basic breakup, $10. I can't believe it. But yeah, I guess it's real. There are more stories in the front, so I guess the guy's been recording his interviews.
Let's see. Please note, these calls are for entertainment and therapeutic purposes only. If you're a part of one of these calls and want it taken down, we will do so upon proof of identity. Use the email form to contact us.
Okay. It does sound real then. But it's funny. They have testimonials. Not really testimonials, but actually people getting dumped.
Yeah.
On the air.
So just because you dump somebody says they're not going to be posted on. So let's say dump now. I want to dump you, Maynard.
Oh, no, don't. Why? Did somebody pay you $10? Did I dump for you call? Did you call I dump for you? No, at first when you sent it, I thought it was kind of scat like, you know, I dump for you. But it's not. It's actually a breakup site, I guess. Yeah. I thought you were into scat now, Ray, when you first sent it to me, so.
Scat.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, well, it does sound like I dump for you.
Yeah, I know. Like scat. I know. It sounded like I want to dump for you. I don't want to dump on you. No, it did sound nasty at first, but yeah, I dump.
Wait,
for
I'll email and see if we can get somebody to talk to us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. You can pay us. So we can break up with your boy. Oh, that's right. No, if you can pay.
So, I'll see what I can get out of them.
Okay, send $10 to Ray. So if you have a
everybody send $10. Let's listen to the show. Send $10 to Ray because I will pray for your soul and Jesus will save you.
Oh, okay. You have a different. I pray for you. I pray for you.
See, you got me all excited. I knocked my drink over.
Oh, did you spill a lot? Oh my God! What are you drinking? Is that water?
No, it was my tea.
Your tea? Oh my God! You got so excited.
I spilled my tea. Oh my God! It's like dropping a bottle of wine in my house.
Yeah, that's bad. Are you okay now? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I dumped my tea.
You dumped your tea. I dumped tea for you. Yeah, go to I dump for you. The four is number four. Idumpforyou.com. So you can.
We'll see what we can get more on this for y'all. But I just saw this morning. I was like, oh my God. So.
Okay. But anyway, let's wrap this up. This is kind of fun. Thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments or any. Anyone you want to break up with, so Ray can call him for you.
No, don't call Ray because Ray ain't getting involved.
No, we're not going to get involved.
There's lots of money involved. You know, you know, get a couple thousand dollars, I'm going to be like, hello? Hello? Is your name Lamangelo? Well, Shaquiko Shaniqua break up with you because she's two-timing her. And you ain't supporting your baby. You ain't being a good baby daddy. So she wants you gone. Goodbye.
And you're not cooking chicken tetrazzini. Yeah, so yeah, Ray can take it out of here. Okay, so if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
rayatbearpodcast.com, or you can email us both at show@bearpodcast.com.
That's right.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us voice comments and we'll play them on the show. Especially, we're looking for voice comments for the 5th anniversary show.
Yes.
So call those in.
Mm-hmm. Tell us your breakup story. No. Just tell us a story. Or send us pictures, whatever, for the 5th anniversary of Bear Podcast.
All chasers send nude pictures to me. Maynard didn't care about seeing those.
I'll take care of the bear pictures of the bear.
That's right.
Yeah, bear nudity. I'll take care of that. And that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to comment, go to bearpodcast.com, the official website, so you can leave your comments there on the website. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Provincetown Bear Week begins this week with thousands of bears heading to P-Town for a week-long vacation with other bears. This year's event promises to be the biggest ever, which means even more of your friends will be left behind. This startling fact brings us to a new segment we like to call Reeling with Sam and Jeremy.
Really, P-Town Bears? Do we really need to know when you embark on each leg of your journey? Isn't it good enough just to know that you got there safe? I mean, it isn't critical for me to know that you went from the airport to the ferry. Let me tell you, there will be plenty of ferries when you get there. Really.
Really? And when did it become critical to tell us not only your itinerary, but your friend's schedule as well? I mean, at a certain point, you're all going to end up in the same place anyway. Ass up in Brian's room. I mean, really.
Really.